This is Dr. Feelgood from the Institute for the Not Yet Mentally Insane, here to warn you about potential side effects that listening to Nightmares with Malice Cooper may cause. You can suffer breaking out in a cold sweat, difficulty breathing, erectile dysfunction, bedwetting, violent convulsions, decrease in brain cells, random bowel movements, stroke, loss of hair, loss of consciousness and or sanity, and last but not least, possible death. If you suffer from any of these, please seek medical attention. But as always, keep it tuned in right here to Nightmares with Malice Cooper.
I do have Mickey Eville on the phone right now. The mugshots. What's going on? We're live. Did I lose you? Mickey? 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 Hello? 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 Oh no. Okay, hang on. We're gonna have to let him call back. I don't know what happened. I didn't press nothing. It wasn't me, man. Well, he's calling from, like, overseas, and I don't know what's going on over there, right? Like, it could be, like, I don't know. 1 minute we were talking for a second, and then he was gone. No, I'm scared. See, now I'm worried. Oh no, Mickey! Mickey! Call back! I don't know where you went. I'm afraid. I need an adult. No way! Like, seriously? Did my phone... No, my phone didn't die. Because we got a dial tone there for a second. So it's not my phone. Were you calling on a cell? Were you... Did your battery die? See, I don't know what's going on. Oh my god. This is so scary. Are you okay? Oh my god. Please tell me you weren't driving while you were talking to me. This is like worst nightmare right now. Honest. It is. Worst. Absolute. 100%. I'm terrified. Right now. Icky. You're scaring me, man. Are you okay? Just message me and tell me you're okay. And if we gotta reschedule this for another time or something because of whatever reason on the planet. Did you just get captured by aliens or... Dude. Like I'm freaking. Because I was just talking to you. Oh my god. No. This is so scary. I don't like it when this happens. Because I don't know what's going on. Oh please. I hope he wasn't driving in his car. Because like, that would totally... be terrible. I would totally like freak out and feel completely irresponsibly responsible somehow. I don't encourage that behavior. I tell you not to, like, I hope people pull over. I mean, 'cause, well, they're supposed to. I mean, Vestal Sin phoned me from the back of the truck the last time, before this last time in the studio, but they were at least, like, pulled over. Holy shit. No, like, I'm scared. I'm really totally... Mickey. Well, maybe if his phone died, he can't, like, even Facebook me. I hope his phone just died. Like, I hope that's the only reason. I'm still... My heart's going like 800 miles an hour, man. Alright, I'm gonna, like, breathe. It's hard to do. All these thoughts are running through my head, and I'm freaking out. Because I'm scared, because I don't want anything to happen to my friends. Like, I don't, ever, in the world. Ever. I don't know what happened. Okay, he just saw it, so that means he's okay. Whew. Damn. All right. I'm asking if his phone died. Which is what I'm thinking probably happened. And that's okay. If it happened, we're going to find out. At least I know he's okay. See, because that's the important part. Although there's a dam. Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Mickey? You're back! Yay!
Damn connection, get damn Italian connection. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Oh my goodness. That was so bad.
You scared the daylights out of me. I thought if you were driving in your car or something.
No, I
didn't.
I'm home, but, you know, the connection broke. Don't know why, the reason why.
Well, there's not always a reason. Because they're phones.
<I don't> know.
You know?
That's just bad luck, you know.
And we're calling, like, across the planet, too. And there's a lot of stupid stuff going on. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
So they could be blocking signals and who knows what.
Yeah, satellites and everything. We don't know what's going on. Anyway, we're back.
Awesome.
We're still connected.
I'm glad that you're okay. I was totally panicking. Totally panicking. You'll hear it. It'll be in the recording. I even thought maybe you got captured by aliens. I really didn't know.
An abduction.
Oh. Dog. Stop. Hey. Zip it. Don't even. Get off of my couch. Get off of my couch. Yeah, he's a little shit. He knows that his kind of his job to try and drive me crazy during a show.
Yeah.
You know, it's either him or Rick. So, between one or the other. They always get me, but we're going to be okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, I'm glad you're okay. I can breathe, finally. I was like, for a few seconds there, I don't even think I was breathing. Well, yeah, because you just disappeared. It was like...
Yeah, I know the sensation, because when I do interviews too, and if the lines break down, that's horrible.
Well, because the person doesn't know exactly. what's going on. I mean, like, especially when it's different parts of the world, the way the world is right now, you know, everything's so volatile.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you probably were somewhere on September 11th, and you can probably remember exactly what happened. And it doesn't matter if you're from the U.S. or from anywhere else in the world, that day bugged everyone.
Yeah, yes, yes, definitely.
You know?
Yeah. It's become something very symbolic, very, you know.
Oh, it's devastation for everybody.
Everyone's life.
Yeah. It's amazing I have you on the show today. And see, look what happened. Our phones died.
That's weird because here it's September 12th now.
Well, yeah, that's true. See, we time traveled. We're always time traveling on this show.
Yeah, that's weird because we're talking from two different, like, days.
Yeah, well, you're in tomorrow. I'm still in today. But you're in your own today, but it's my tomorrow. But you can't give me the lotto numbers, apparently. It doesn't work that way, apparently. Well, you'd think. It would be really nice if you could, like, give me the lotto numbers, and I could get them, and then, you know what I mean? That would be awesome. We'd be rich.
We'd be rich. I wouldn't need to work.
So what's going on with the mugshots lately? What are you guys doing? Where are you guys going? What are your plans?
Promoting the Dick Wagner produced EP with interviews, a lot of reviews, and then we will talk with the label Black Widow Records for a full-length album to be released next year. And there will be a bunch of amazing guests on it.
Oh, cool.
Let's hope to gather this bunch of artists. It will be something different, a little bit more, progressive rock-related.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit Doom 70s and stuff.
And what's it like working...
And then the songs from... Yeah?
What's it like working
with Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the maestro of rock.
Yeah.
It's been amazing. Dream come true because, you know, I was like a teenager. I was always looking for Dick Wagner's song in the Alice Cooper's album. I thought they were the best. And so it's something like, as I already said, dream come true. And it's amazing working with a funny guy and down-to-earth guy, yet very serious and professional. And it's been amazing. He's been 2 weeks here in Brescia, Italy, and then I went over there in Phoenix, Arizona for a week for the mixing.
Cool.
With Otto Daniello, Chaton Studios. And then it's been mastered by Gil Marco. He worked with Rolling Stones and Aerosmith and many, many guys.
Wow. Just wow. I mean, I'm in awe. Because it just sounds like everything is going so good for you right now. That makes me happy. When my friends are doing good, then I'm doing good. You know?
It's positive vibrations for everyone.
Yeah. Well, it's true. Because it rubs off on everybody else. You know? Like, I don't know. It's almost like a luck charm that's never ending.
Yeah.
For everybody but me. Hey!
Bark at the moon.
It's a shepherd. That's why. He's a German shepherd. And
German shepherd, yeah.
You know how they are. They're very, very noisy. Well, they have to tell you if a leaf drops, you know. It's like, oh my god, a leaf dropped. All hell's breaking loose. Okay, knock it off. Come here. Come here. Well, I'm not sure if my band members are starting to arrive right now, which would really suck, because... No, because I don't know if the door's open or not right now. So, this is a suck part. Can you get up here, please? Oh, okay. It's Troy. Yeah, my band members are arriving. That's all. This is the chaos. Remember I was telling you about nightmare and chaos on my show? This is part of it. The band members arriving. and the dog. And usually Rick. But Rick's not here right now. Hey, get up here, you. Not yet. Oh, is it broken again? Oh, shit. He's going to be mad now. The door's broken again.
Yeah.
It's really fun living here. The chaos.
Live and virus.
Well, it's our house, but it's the studio. So on any given day, there could be people arriving to get equipment, you know. It's just chaos all the time. But you know what that's like. I mean, you've probably had rehearsal spaces and stuff like that that were in your own house. Right?
Chaos, a creative force.
Yeah. It works out. Where were we? Before the chaos. Oh yeah, right. Of course.
We've been very happy to have him as a lead guitarist, you know, as a guest on lead guitars too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Honor, great honor. And also, we did the cover of "Pass the Gun Around" by Alice Cooper, which is a song written by Dick Wagner back in 1983. And you know, very underrated album, Dada, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, but the thing is, you're going to learn immense things from Dick. You know, like, you're so lucky in that regard. I mean, because not a lot of people can say that, you know, that he's actually, like, even just stood in their presence, never mind writing things with and collaborating with. And, I mean, it just must be amazing for you guys.
Yeah, and it's been like a pride to have been like the first European, which is the first non-American band produced by Dick Wagner.
That's amazing.
I mean, he produced like Tim Curry,
yeah,
the guy from Rocky Horror Picture Show, Comforter.
Wow.
Back in 1979. He's British, but we are the first non-American band produced by Dick Wagner. Mm. It's been amazing because when he was here in Brescia, Italy,
mm-hmm,
we also did a gig, and he played with us on stage "Pass the Gun Around."
Wow.
You can check it out on YouTube.
Okay, I'll have to do that later.
Yeah.
Because I can't do it till I'm off air. And I got to rehearse right after I'm off air today. So you're going to have to wait till tomorrow probably for your interview.
Yeah.
Or, well, it'll be later on in your day. Later on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'll probably be like early morning of your next day, I think.
What are you broadcasting now?
We're broadcasting to WFLM, Treble Radio Rocks, Metal Culture Radio, and LiveParanormalRadio.com at the end of all of those. And that's four stations. They're all in the U.S. I'm in Canada.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's internet radio, so it's worldwide.
Yeah.
Which is it's amazing in itself. Just the concept, really.
Yeah, everyone can listen to from, you know, worldwide.
Yeah. And then there's the podcasts afterwards.
Yeah.
Which work out really well.
So, but now what are you playing in the radio right now?
Yes.
Are you live and direct now? I mean,
live and direct right now. Like anywhere in the world, if you tuned in right now,
they'd
be hearing us exactly as we're talking right now.
A hair of a delay.
We're a little bit delayed. And then the rest.
See, this is the chaos I was telling you about.
We will.
Ringing the doorbell, too. Beautiful. This is wonderful. Because you can't get in because the door handle's broken. See? Shut up! Wow. Well, anyways, do you want to just like finish off with telling me? Well, you're in the studio coming up really soon, right? With Dick and everybody, you're in the studio, like.
For the next album, you mean?
Yeah.
I think next year.
So it's next year.
We're going to record like for Christmas time, I guess. It will be something, a single just for digital download. It will be a very famous pop song, but in our way, of course, you know, very dark. And probably we will have as a guest on flute, Clive Jones from Black Widow, which was an amazing occult rock band of the late 60s, early 70s, Black Widow from England.
Cool.
So it will be something, you know, different, because it will be like a pop song, but cult in our own way.
So right now, like, when it comes to collaborating with Dick on these songs, are you guys doing it all via Skype?
Talking about like the arrangements and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, working with Dick means like sending him the songs with the internet, and then we Skype. We did something, but actually, we were together like side by side, back to back for 8 hours a day for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We worked, you know, the real thing. We did it. Face to face.
Wow.
Because in like 2 weeks in Italy, and we were to the rehearsal room, and he said, the guitar player, you can do like this, the bass player, you can do like that. You know, like a real maestro.
Wow.
The maestro of rock.
That's amazing, you know? Cause
actually, it's first time for us that we created the songs in the studio with Dick.
Yeah.
And then we had to learn them like if they were songs from another band, because we didn't rehearse them without Dick.
Wow. See?
Very, very professional.
Well, I can't wait to hear it all. And you're going to have to keep in touch with me and keep me posted on how things are going.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. It's a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much, because that means a lot for us.
And I'm sure Greg Sweet wants to say hello. He was having his nap, but I'm sure Greg Sweet, yeah?
Yeah. I know him from Facebook.
Yeah. He does everything with Dick. Those guys go everywhere together, so I'm pretty sure he wanted to say hi. He just, you know, had to take his nap.
He's amazing. He's very, very into the maestro. He knows everything about the maestro and takes amazing picture of the Maestro Frog.
Yeah, and he knows everything about Alice too. You know, like,
Yeah.
And I sit back and it's like, I didn't know that. But I mean, I'm not a tabloid reader, you know? So I don't do that stuff. You know, I kind of like just having people tell me all about themselves on their own, you know, without like interrogations, white light, you know. That's not fair. I don't think. But I will let you go. You go to have a really good, I guess, sleep, right? You're going to go to sleep right away.
Yeah, because it's like 1:30 a.m.
Yeah. Okay, well, you go to sleep.
Anyway, I just wanted to add that the music we did with Dick Wagner on the Love, Lust, and Revenge EP is featured in the soundtrack of a Canadian thriller movie.
Really?
Which is named Reversed by Vince D'Amato from Vancouver.
Cool. And, I'm going to have to go check that out.
Yeah, it's a giallo thriller movie.
Cool.
In the Italian way of doing movies in the 70s. The music by The Mugshot and Dick Wagner is there as a soundtrack.
Well, that's awesome.
Thank you so much, dear Melis.
Take care of yourself, Mickey, and have a great sleep. And and right on cue, just to make sure that we don't get the last words in.
The last bounce.
Exactly. Take care, and we'll do this whenever you want again, anytime.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Okay, thanks a billion. Okay, bye. Thanks a lot, Bane. Yeah, you're great, Bane. Thanks. Enough.
Tell him thanks for the beat.
I'm just a beginning insanity.